The introduction of new chimpanzees into the established groups at Chimphaven can be tricky. There's infighting at first. 8 federally owned former research chimps from New Iberia are learning to live in their new groups at the National Sanctuary in Keithville. Chimphaven is now home to 169 retired chimps. Today, 8 restaurants located in Shreveport and as far away as Connecticut and Ohio are donating a portion of their proceeds to Chimphaven's $5 million capital campaign. President Kathy Willis Spratt says in the second year of the fundraiser, Chowdown for Chimphaven is growing just like the nonprofit's visibility.
Chimphaven is just on the brink of becoming even more well-known and recognized in the field and really being able to expand the awareness around the country about Chimphaven and, in fact, even the world.
Spratts took over as president in February following the retirement of Linda Brent. Spratts has learned the names of all 36 of her employees. That was the easy part. Now she's trying to learn the names of the chimps. She says the primate staff takes ID tests, and she's taken one too. She can identify about 30 chimps, and one day she aims to know them all.
The care staff have to go through testing pretty regularly, just to make sure that they've got it right. Because, you know, some of the chimpanzees have healthcare needs. They need to be able to know which ones that they are and make sure that they're giving the right stuff to the right people, the right chimpanzees.
The local eateries participating in the Chimphaven cause include Zocalo and a Raising Cane's location. Tomorrow, a look at how Chimphaven is preparing to house 111 chimps from the New Iberia Research Center.